Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you ready for Joe Burrow on Sunday, Keith?
No, what the hell? No, I'm not ready for that.
Where did this come from?
I was minding my own business, being like, oh, they're not going to have Burrow or Chase. It's going to be Flacco probably. Maybe not even, as you heard in that cut. Maybe even Jake Browning. You're like, chalk this one up as another win for the Patriots. Should be no problem. This guy's out of sight, out of mind. Because we even talked on Monday. We're like, who'd you rather have, May or Burrow? Unfortunately, there's going to be no Burrow. But just, you know, for the sake of conversation, they're playing the Bengals. Then he's a full participant on Wednesday?
Yeah, I didn't think that.
What?
I didn't think that take was going to get thrown in my face, possibly on Sunday.
Right.
Like, Burrow lights up the Patriots in May on Sunday?
And he's going to look into the camera. He's going to be like, take that, Jones. That's for you, Jones.
We're going to be like, I didn't think that it was going to have an expiration date as soon as it possibly does.
It was 100% Undertaker in the casket gif yesterday when the practice report came out. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Kay.
Joe Burrow?
I was stunned when I saw this yesterday. And that was basically just 60 seconds of Schefter reading the injury report. I mean, that's all it was.
Crushed it, though.
He's just like, well, he was full.
So you know what that means.
And Joe was limited. Right. And that means there's a chance. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Kayshon Booty was back.
Do you actually think, Keith, Joe Burrow is playing on Sunday?
So, no. If I had a bet, I would say no. Although, being a full participant, you have to say there's a chance. But he's been out for so long.
He's still on IR. He hasn't even been activated off IR yet.
Well, when he went back, was it however many days ago, they said, all right, there's a 21-day window, and then they can choose to activate him or whatever. And so I just assumed they would use most of that up. Because what was it? A week and a half ago, he was at practice, but he was just, like, standing there.
Yeah.
You know, he's like the guy behind the tree in that other GIF. You know, the guy that, like, looked at the PB sat behind the tree. He was like that guy. He wasn't doing anything.
This was 11-on-11 first time full 11 team on work. And by the way, I think based on the way the Ravens labeled Lamar Jackson like 3 or 4 weeks ago, as a full participant when he was just leading the scout team, the Bengals would have to be careful with that.
True.
So I would take it at its word that this wasn't like a fake.
Is it just like full
gamesmanship? I don't know.
Or is it like, oh, he did everything we needed him to do, so he's a full participant. I wonder, though, when you're out for so long, he got hurt in week 2. So when you're out for so long, maybe you almost need that week of practice before the week of practice, right, to play in the game. So that would be sort of my hope. Now, don't get me wrong. I think they can beat the Bengals with or without Joe Burrow. They have a horrible defense.
Me too, but
they don't have Ja'Marr Chase.
They have a way better chance with Burrow than with Flacco.
Yeah, way better. But, like, no Ja'Marr Chase and a horrible defense. Like, it's still Burrow, who hasn't played for 9 weeks.
What was the line the other day?
8.5, maybe? No. Yeah, 8.5.
Has it moved at all? It's a personal question, I guess.
Sometimes it does.
Hang on.
Sometimes it doesn't.
It is now to 7.
God, zooks.
Uh-oh.
Is that just because of Burrow? Or maybe 8.5 was too much?
I mean, maybe. Or maybe Vegas knows he's playing.
Well, it was like, not to go all, naming the lines here, but wasn't it 7.5 and then Chase got suspended, then it went to 8.5, then Burrow showed up and went back to 7. So it's like, it's kind of moved around because of their two best players.
It's kind of right back where it started.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Look, I'm with you, and I'll answer my own question.
Okay.
I don't think he's playing on Sunday. I think what the Bengals are doing is getting him ready for Thanksgiving. That's a short week.
Well, I was going to say, it's not a typical week before like to return. They play Thursday night against Baltimore.
I think these practices are to get him ready for the Thanksgiving Day game, Thanksgiving evening game, and have him getting in a full week, practicing all the way through, and then doing it again next week. Not that he needs the practice and the reps in terms of getting into the playbook or anything like
No.
But just making sure he's healthy enough to be ready for that Thursday game. That's the date that's been circled all along. That is my guess, but I'll tell you, Dan Orlovsky, pretty adamant last night. And when's Orlovsky ever been wrong?
I don't think he's ever been right at this point. The guy has been struggling.
He was pretty adamant. He's like, he wouldn't be full in a practice on Wednesday if he wasn't playing. So take that for what it's worth.
Okay.
Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, not the former president.
No.
Speaking with Tom R.I.P. Brenneman.
Wait a minute.
In Cincinnati.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, do you want more info on this? Nick actually dove deep on this.
Tom Brenneman.
Drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
Yeah.
And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Oh, by the way, so Burrow's playing.
He's Undertaker GIF. We got Tom Brenneman's back. He's been uncanceled. Did he get pardoned?
At Tom Brenneman on TV. At Tom Brenneman TV on 700 WLW. Nick was looking into this. This is like a half-hour show every day.
I wanted to see if I could find this Zach Taylor sound. Hold on. I was looking into it.
Well, that's just a good job by Nick, being a great producer. But so Tom Brenneman is not only back in our lives, but he does a 30-minute show every day? What is that even?
Correct. It's got to be
30 minutes?
20, it's between 25 and 26.
Yeah, but that's got to be like a real 30-minute show with commercials and things, I'd imagine.
Heavily edited. Tom, we can't go hot mic here. Can't go live.
I said to Nick, I'm like, this is before the show. I go, well, Nick, it must be like a pre-recorded show. It keeps like, yeah, you don't want that guy going live.
No, you don't. Yeah. Like, all right, Tom, pretty
good
this time.
You can't trust that guy live.
We had to cut out a lot of stuff, but pretty good. Pretty good other than that. We got to keep you back on the rails.
I keep sending it in.
Capitals of the world. Reds live, the pregame show.
Reds live. So that guy's back. They just welcomed him back in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
like,
he's been uncanceled. Yeah, it's Trump's America. Because the way everybody's uncanceled.
It definitely sounded like an honest mistake, and it was just like a slip of the tongue. Like he really screwed that up. But anyway, so he's back, and he's talking to Zachary Taylor.
He's talking to Zachary Taylor.
Yeah. Coach.
Yes, of the Cincinnati Bengals, who said, we don't know yet if Burrow's playing on Sunday. Then when asked directly if Burrow's playing.
Well,
because Tom doesn't mess around.
No, he does not, famously.
He's getting down to brass tacks. I'm not there yet, said Taylor.
Okay.
One day at practice isn't going to lead to that decision yet.
Okay.
Yet.
TBD. No, it's very TBD, but it's way more on the table than it was yesterday at this time. Nobody around here thought he was going to play yesterday.
Yesterday at this time, I thought he might not even come back. I'm like, if the Bengals lose this
after
week,
the year?
I'm like, why would they bring him back if they're 3-8 and their season's over? Why would they even bother bringing him back? Just take the year off. We'll tank. Like, that's kind of what I thought they were doing as of yesterday.
Maybe
I was clearly wrong about that.
Maybe get people to show up to the game.
Maybe
like, hey, it's Tom Brenneman or it's
Joe Burrow.
Brenneman, he doesn't do Bengals games though, right?
I don't know.
He does? I think I saw him pop up in the
college games on the CW.
Yeah, he might.
I'm pretty sure he does that.
No, the guy who does Bengals games used to do like the Paw Sox, I think.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Don Orsillo? That's pretty good.
Orsillo's doing that on the side.
Yeah, yeah. So, because he was doing Reds games when he ran into his issue. And then he was also doing like Fox NFL Sunday games. I forget who his partner was, but he was doing Fox NFL Sunday games.
Dan Horde? Yeah, you know it. Yeah, former Paw Sox guy.
Got it.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe with all your Bengals broadcast
knowledge.
But this
was a surprise. Joe Burrow practicing was a surprise.
No, I don't think he's going to play, but if he does, that changes things substantially. Line's already moved a point and a half. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. So do you think Burrow's playing? How does it change things if he does? Like you said, you think the Patriots win either way.
Yeah.
I agree. Do you think it helps the Patriots in any way? Because like earlier this week, we're like, everything's coming up Patriots. It's all coming up patched. Jamar Chase is suspended. Would it help the Patriots in that regard with, you know, the Cam Newtons of the world, the fool's gold, and, oh, they haven't played anybody. What if you beat Burrow? Should that change things in that respect?
It helps. It's still not beating Josh Allen and the Bills or even Baker Mayfield and the Bucks, just because that overall team is better. But it's a big challenge for the defense because you're right. If there's no Burrow Chase, it's really like a lose-lose. They won't get any credit for that. And, like, you know, you could look at it and say, all right, they're undefeated on the road still. They're 10-2. That's nothing to sneeze at. And, like, you know, you could talk that up. But as far as the individual challenge, there wouldn't be a whole lot. Joe Burrow, you know, would be a much tougher test. And if the secondary and the defense overall has a good game against him, I would take it. I would take that because there have been years, and there were years with Brady and Belichick where some years they play, you know, Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Peyton Manning in the regular season, and then there were years where they played nobody in the regular season. And then they'd get to the playoffs, and you're like, oh, that's what a quarterback looks like on the other side. So, like, from the outside, it'd probably be better if they play Joe Burrow.
See,
it might help
them
long term.
I just meant optically. It could actually help them on the field as a test.
Because then you get
into
the playoffs and you play somebody like Justin Herbert or Josh Allen for a third time or like another really competent quarterback. And okay, at least you had a handful of opportunities to do that in the regular season.
Here's Drake May, who was in a bit of a jokey mood yesterday.
He's a loosey goose.
He kind of started off the press conference. I like this. He's like, he walked in. He's like, hey, what's up, y'all? Just talking to the media in there. He's like, what do you guys do when I'm not here? He was literally like, are you guys just in here? Like,
yeah,
what
we just
do you guys
sit and stare at the wall.
He was joking around about Steph Diggs. We're going to get to him coming up as well. Big revelation from Diggs yesterday. But here is Drake May on potentially facing Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow was, he's been banged up, but he's a full participant in practice today. So I'm just curious, from your vantage point, what would it be like to have the opportunity to go head-to-head against him?
Yeah, I know he's a great player. He's done some great things in this league, and he's fun to watch when they're playing and when he's healthy. So I wish the best luck of him for his injury, but same time we're competing. So, you know, you want to win, and I don't think it matters who is on the other side. We're trying to win.
Okay.
Shoot.
He is fun to watch when he's healthy. I don't think he meant that as a dig by any stretch, but that is the case on Burrow. And that's why at the beginning of the week, we all picked Drake May, because Burrow entered the year as a top four quarterback. And you're like, all right, maybe he'll stay healthy the rest of his career. But if he doesn't, you're talking about half the year or half his career, he's missed big chunks of games.
I mean, again,
can't rely on him.
For everybody who's like just so worried about May getting hurt, and there's a lot of them, the nanas out there who are just worried about May getting hurt, and he can't possibly play in a bunch of NFL games, even though he's done it. He hasn't missed a start. Burrow couldn't make it through year one. And that might not be his fault. His offensive line got him destroyed. But Burrow didn't make it through year one. Like, May is already way past the point where Burrow sustained his first injury in the NFL. Way past it. So, yeah, I stand by what we said earlier this week.
Yep.
Although the bill could come due a lot sooner than I thought.
I kind of
thought that was a free take. Uh-huh. I didn't think the bill was going to come due on that
one.
Turns out Joe Burrow could be playing on Sunday against the Patriots.
Although no Chase will hurt him. Like, not having Chase, that knocks him down a bit.
It does. Yeah. It absolutely does. But this will still be, certainly a more real game and more of a challenge for the Patriots. So how do you feel about it? Do you think it's really in play? Is it gamesmanship from Cincinnati just to get the Patriots to plan for a bunch of different scenarios? 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Thursday. We'll go on the clock at high noon, Keefe, with the perfect Thanksgiving Day.
Woo!
What is it for you?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
What is it for me? Mm-hmm. What is it for all of you out there? We'll do that at high noon. We'll talk to our good pal Taylor Kyles in the 11 o'clock hour. I think it's going to be closer to 11:45. But we'll nail down a time on that. So stay tuned for Taylor Kyles from CLNS. And we have a Key for Madness for you at 12:45, as we do most Thursdays. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We mentioned Joe Burrow potentially back on Sunday. We also mentioned Stephon Diggs. A big revelation yesterday. Turns out he's been playing with a broken finger. How significant is that for the Pats?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We'll get to it. I like how Diggs reveals he has a broken finger.
Yeah.
Rochi goes, hey, you broke your finger? Is that what he said?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
You brought it up.
It's the least of my worries.
Which is true.
Then they're just like on to the next thing.
If you're on the internet, his broken finger is clearly the least of his concerns.
That's a good point.
He has a lot going on.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah, he's new dad.
Well, there's that. No questions about the lawsuit, the defamation suit.
Nope. They didn't ask him about that.
I was not asked yesterday. No. Really, hardly any questions about the revelation that he broke his finger. So that was very interesting.
Putting a little extra mustard on it, too, here and there to fit it in a hole.
Wow. That's what got him into this mess. No, but he's having a nice season. That's what I'd say.
I would say less of the mustard and fitting it in there, Steph. With all the kids running around.
Do you think he was saying that? And I'm a big Steph Diggs fan, but is he saying that because he had two drops last week?
So this is what I wonder.
Yeah.
Like, boy, that was a question about Drake May's accuracy.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I'm just really thankful for that. I tell him all the time, like, oh, by the way, I broke my finger. But he's so accurate, and I really love catching passes from him. And I'm like,
yeah, you did have two drops.
It did come. It's like he's volunteering that up. No one asked him about that. They weren't even asking him about the drops. They were asking about Drake May. Mm. And out of nowhere, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I broke my finger the game after I had two drops. Like, I definitely wonder if there was a little bit of excuse making or explaining going on there. And, like,
yeah,
I'm not overly concerned about this injury. Are you?
No. I mean, he's playing. He seems to be fine. He's still productive.
Yard game.
Yeah, you know, he's productive. Not the best injury to have for a wide receiver.
Well,
but
I do wonder, I mean, is that part, like, maybe he is making excuses, but is that part of the reason he had some, what I would call, uncharacteristic drops? He hasn't had those all year.
Yeah, no, right. We were praising him earlier in the year with some of the catches that he had, saying that I don't know how many other guys on the team make those catches. And then this game, there were two different opportunities. You know, one hits the ground. We've seen him this year go to the ground and keep possession and have a catch, right? So that was a little bit different. And so I don't know, maybe it's coincidence, maybe it's not, but he did offer up that information.
Yeah. I don't think it's a big deal, but if the
good question though on the text line, are the Patriots gonna get in trouble for not revealing that he had a broken finger?
Maybe.
My answer is no, if he didn't miss anything, right? Like, because the injury report too is also supposed, well, I guess you could say full participant with a broken. Yeah,
you're probably supposed to say, I mean, by letter of the law.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a big deal, but it is an interesting observation.
I believe that's HIPAA.
By letter of the law with the injury report, should they have listed him if he really broke his finger?
That's HIPAA.
Maybe. A finger injury, full participant. They probably should have.
Yeah.
So will the league I mean, this would be ironic. What if the league takes one of the 6-round picks they couldn't part with at the trade deadline?
Give me that.
You know, and so, or they
the Ravens purposely fudged the report for Lamar and they got $100,000.
Is that all it was? No draft picks?
No.
Okay, so like, look, I don't even think they shouldn't get anything more than a slap on the wrist. Like, hey, your player said he's playing through a broken finger, you didn't list it, like, clean that up.
Yeah.
I don't even think they should get fined for it, but by letter of the law, should they have probably listed it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think it's worth monitoring with Diggs. He had a good game against the Jets. Really good game. But the Jets had nobody on defense.
Mm-hmm.
It was primetime Steph Diggs, where he's shown out in two primetime games. But he did have uncharacteristic drops. So I don't think it's a huge deal right now. But if the drops continue against the Bengals, or we see him on Monday night against the Giants, like I would say if there's a pattern there, I'd be a little more concerned. All I know right now is he's revealing that out of nowhere. And he had two uncharacteristic drops against the Jets. So let's follow that. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here with Joe Burrow's potential return on Sunday. Neither you nor I think he's going to play in this game.
No. However, not nearly as confident in that as I was yesterday.
Yesterday I would have said 0%. What are you talking about, Joe Burrow's playing?
Yeah, yeah. Now you're like,
now,
huh?
We'll put a percentage on it.
Oh, Seven.
Oh, wow, that low.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he's playing.
I'm higher than that.
Okay.
18?
18.
Yeah.
Outflanked again.
I'd say that.
I mean, Orlovsky basically is saying like 100%.
Orlovsky said
he's playing.
He is playing because he was a full participant.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know if Orlovsky realizes he's still on IR and has not been activated.
No, I think getting in a little extra work knowing that they play on Thanksgiving, I think he had, I don't know if it was just rumors or he'd even said like he was sort of targeting like a Thanksgiving return. It's a big division game. I think they're probably going to be out of it, but still, you never know. That division's down. Maybe a bad record could still get in. Ja'Marr Chase will be back for that one as well. I don't think it's a home game, but it doesn't matter. I think it makes sense because that week it comes pretty quickly that you get as many practice reps as you possibly can leading up to it. But and it's also, it's not like another position where if he was a receiver or a running back, you say, all right, you practice, we're going to get you like 10 carries this game.
Right.
Or we're going to get you, you know, 30% of the snaps on offense.
We'll ease you in.
Quarterback, you can't really
you
do
can't.
That. Yeah, you're not doing that.
Do you think there's any chance you want, like, everyone's like, oh, Burrow might be back, and I get why. We've done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Flacco also is hurt. Like, is there any chance we get neither Burrow or Flacco and you wind up getting Jake Browning?
There's a chance.
Like,
that's when you know the Patriots are really back, because that's the kind of stuff that would happen in years past where you're like, they would miss a star player, they'd miss the quarterback, you'd be facing the third string quarterback. So, yeah, after all this, because Flacco's been, you know, kind of hit or miss with Cincinnati. He's had some good moments to the point where Kevin Stefanski had to answer these questions in the press conference, and he was kind of giving you no comments because he looked pretty good, better than the guys that he had there. But then also, like, I don't know, it's still 40-year-old Joe Flacco. So,
I mean, the last game was terrible.
Yeah.
He had 40 pass attempts. He only threw for 199 with a touchdown and a pick. The game before, he threw for 470 and four touchdowns. Like, I mean,
yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Flacco's got some production there.
So, yeah, I guess he does have that. But yeah, no, I guess there's. I'm way more confident that he plays because I feel like they're going to manage him. Like, it is an old man Flacco. They're doing whatever they can. You see the Patriots do this with some of their older guys. Wednesday, they might not practice at all, or they'll be limited, and then they're still fine for the game. So, my guess would be Flacco first. I would say Flacco's got a really good chance to start.
I think it's going to be Flacco. Yeah. If I had to handicap who it is, I'd say it's going to be Flacco. But I Browning to me is not 0% either. 617-779-7937. Text line here. Diggs was saying he broke his finger to explain and compliment Drake as a quarterback. He said making a conspiracy that the Pats didn't let it known. Seriously.
No, I was just answering a question from the text line.
The text line asked if they're going to get any trouble because they didn't disclose the injury.
I don't think they will, but I think it's a fair question.
I don't think they should.
No.
Like, I don't think they should. Like, who knows? Maybe Diggs broke his finger, and that team would probably know about that. But I don't know. I don't think they should get in trouble for it, but could the league crack down on them? Sure, they could.
They could.
Let's go to our pal Mark in Medford. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
So my question is this. You mentioned possible Drake May versus Joe Burrow. But wouldn't the question be the Patriots' defense versus Joe Burrow?
I guess.
Did they even prepare?
Of course.
Just in case Joe Burrow is playing?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, why not? They got practice the rest of the week. So they 100% can prepare for him. Also,
could they be a little flat? Where, I mean, is it possible they're caught off guard where Burrow's in there and then he's playing? Like, I would bet
they watch some tape of him.
I would think if the Bengals were smart and he was actually going to play, they wouldn't be making a big song and dance about it on a Wednesday. They would keep also that under wraps and try to spring it on the Pats.
That's another good theory. But no, also it's
he's
not...
been limited for like last week too, so there's always the chance that he could play.
It's just good due diligence. I would assume they're preparing for them, and it's also not like you're going from, you know, Drew Bledsoe to Lamar Jackson, right? I think Flacco at this point is a much worse version of Burrow, but they're going to try to run similar stuff. You know, Burrow's just better right now.
Yeah.
So it's not like everything changes.
Burrow compared to Flacco might as well be Lamar Jackson compared to Bledsoe, but I get your point.
He can move a little bit,
he's
but that's
a
not
more
his thing.
In the pocket guy.
You don't have to worry. You don't have to.
He's not a runner.
He's not like Justin Fields, who you just faced. So that part's a little bit different. And then now you already know you don't even have to prepare for Ja'Marr Chase. That dramatically changes things. So just put all your attention on T. Higgins. You'll be fine.
This came up yesterday, at least out there in the Twitter sphere. We were talking about it maybe after the show or in a break. Guys, Brandon Cooks is available. Should the Patriots go get him?
No, thanks. No.
My answer would be no.
Yeah.
What if he went to the second part of that text, though, is what if he went to Buffalo? Would that concern you?
No.
Me neither. I think he's no pun intended, cooked, I would say. And I think their receiver room, as they've shown, is a pretty good room. They're getting Booty back, I think. He was at practice yesterday. Ramondre was at practice yesterday.
So I
think they're getting those guys back this week. Hollins has been great. I'm not overly concerned about the Diggs finger injury. So, yeah, no, I think the receiver room is in pretty good shape.
You know, a few years ago, maybe you'd say, hey, you could reunite with Cooks and see what you had because the room was so bad and you had no production. But now, who would you want Cooks to take time from? And you got to remember, Cooks now. This isn't like Cooks when he's on the Pats.
Maybe Kyle Williams?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But even that's not a guy that they're really targeting a whole lot. And with Kayshon Booty returning, there's even less of a desire to get somebody like Cooks.
Ooh, this text also coming in. Maybe we should seek this out.
All right.
First Take is ripping WEEI right now. I think I know what that is. I didn't see this specifically.
First Take is?
Yeah. Because... didn't Drake come on EEI and say, we played the clip a bunch this week?
For some reason,
it picked up a lot of steam yesterday, I noticed. But we have been playing that clip about Drake from Monday saying, I don't even know what show Cam Newton's on.
That'll be interesting. We'll have to listen to that.
I wonder if that's what's going on out there. Drake's stepping in it a little bit. I don't even know what show he's on. Good for you, Drake. Go get him.
Yeah, good.
Go get him.
Go get after him. Cam Newton's going to keep spouting all this nonsense on there. I mean, why not?
Okay. We'll keep our eyes on that, monitor that. 617-779-7937. Yesterday, Keefe, we gave you the Jones and Keefe AFC standings. People can't stop talking about them. Oh, did you see the standings that Jones and Keefe had?
Yeah.
What a
Their
brilliant.
Formula is very complicated, but they explained it so well.
A brilliant proprietary formula that really turned the standings on their head.
Yeah. They don't know what the f*** they're doing. You understand that?
Coming up at 11 o'clock.
I did hear some of that.
We are going to rank the AFC contenders, Keefe. From the teams we would most want the Patriots to avoid to the teams we would most want them to play.
Okay.
You'll do your list.
Yes, I will.
I'll put together my list.
Great.
We'll see who's right. We'll settle some scores coming up at 11 o'clock.
I bet it's going to look similar to the AFC standings versus the Joseph Keefe standings. They might be the same, but I don't know. That's the beauty
of
it.
Well, this is the exercise we're going to find out. We haven't talked yet. I don't know what your list looks like.
No, you don't.
You don't know what my list looks like.
I certainly don't.
So we'll find out at 11. Taylor Kyle's 11:45. We'll talk some Red Sox at 11:30 as well. We'll go on the clock at high noon. The perfect Thanksgiving. We have a Keefe for Madness for you at 12:45. And on the way next, Josh McDaniels' impact on Drake May. How much credit does he deserve? That's that.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So I thought that was an interesting answer yesterday from Vrabel. Not only because he still refuses to just give Josh McDaniels credit.
Yeah, I can't do it. It'd be too easy.
Although, as he pointed out yesterday, he did the same thing when he was asked about Doug Marrone. He was giving credit to everybody in the O-line room.
Right.
So maybe there's some consistency there from Vrabel. But I like that answer about Greg Maddux. He's like, well, I don't know. Do people give the pitching coach who helped teach Greg Maddux whatever, his knuckle curve? I don't know. Or do they give Greg Maddux the credit for it? Like, some of that's just innate. And I find the whole conversation about Josh McDaniels in that regard just very interesting. Again, people act like Drake May was horrendous as a rookie. He made the Pro Bowl. Okay, but just think about that for a second. The way we talk about Mac making a Pro Bowl is like Josh McDaniels got Mac to a Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. So the way we that constantly gets brought up in defense of Josh McDaniels. It's like, well, he got Mac Jones to a Pro Bowl. That's evidence of how good Josh McDaniels is. This guy was already a Pro Bowler before Josh McDaniels ever met him. So let's just be consistent with that. I think they were both kind of fake Pro Bowls. But if you're going to prop up Josh McDaniels with the fake Mac Jones Pro Bowl, then let's give Drake May credit for his fake Pro Bowl last year. And he didn't need Josh to do that.
Mm.
And I just think there is, and it's the obvious McDaniels mafia out there. And just listen. Anytime they're talking about the Patriots and their success, it's not just Drake May. You'll hear Josh McDaniels' name wedged in there. Like, it's pretty obvious who it is. So I just think that gets blown out of proportion. And the pitching analogy, and Vrabel didn't necessarily say this, but it kind of crystallized for me. Like, when do we ever talk about, like, this pitching coach developed Pedro Martinez?
Mm-hmm.
When do we ever talk about that with pitchers? I think we rarely do it with quarterbacks. Who developed Joe Burrow?
Zachary Taylor, probably. I mean,
but who was his play caller?
Oh, Zachary Taylor, probably.
Who was his quarterback coach? Who developed
Zachary
him?
Like,
was it all him?
I think that was probably why he got the job.
I'm telling you,
still
I don't
has
know.
The job. I don't know either, but that's my guess.
Who was it with Lamar? It's the guy who's with Harbaugh.
Todd Monkton,
no, I'm saying it's the guy with Harbaugh now. I think with the Chargers. Why can't I think of his name?
With Jim Harbaugh.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Greg Roman, is that his name?
Oh, it might have been Greg
Roman.
So,
I think with Josh Allen, it does get brought up. People say that with Daboll. I think probably with Mahomes, people give Andy Reid a lot of credit.
Yeah.
I tend to think these quarterbacks are going to be what they are, independent of who helps develop them. Maybe it happens a little quicker.
I mean, I think the offensive coordinator is always going to get credit or some credit, and deserves to get some credit for, you know, calling the plays and for spending a ton of time with the quarterback. But, you know, it's funny, now that his whole career is over, Tom Brady, when you look at Tom Brady, everyone's like, it was Tom Brady. Might have even been Bill Belichick for sticking with Tom Brady. Charlie Weiss is lower on that list, but Charlie Weiss was his first offensive coordinator, and Charlie Weiss, I'm sure, had a lot to do with it, but the player gets the most credit when the player is that good. It's funny, because you can find different examples. Like, I think when you see a quarterback who breaks into the league and has had real struggles and then turns their career around, you're like, well, what was the difference? What happened? And, like, for Baker Mayfield, he still credits going to L.A. for that, like, minute in talking
like
to Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold went to San Francisco to talk to Kyle Shanahan for 2 minutes. So
you know, Sam Darnold also went and played for Kevin O'Connell. So, I mean, there might be something to, like, those real QB whisperers. But then there are other guys that just were inevitably going to be good. And as long as you didn't surround him with trash talent, which was also the case for Drake May last year, you know, the talent was upgraded everywhere. His offensive line's better. His receivers are better. His running backs are better. So I think he also is going to take that step forward almost regardless. But I don't want to just say, you know, McDaniels has nothing to do with it. He clearly does.
I don't know if May would be an MVP candidate without McDaniels. I think that's fair to say. Like, did McDaniels help him reach his ceiling, which he's reaching right now, I think. And if the ceiling's higher than this, then really look out. But I think Drake would have stepped out in a big way. I think he was poised for a big-time breakout regardless. Text line says, Jones, Pro Bowls, really? I'm just – listen to the McDaniels people. And, oh, well, he got – McDaniel's pretty good. You know, he got Mac Jones to a Pro Bowl. You hear that constantly.
Yeah, but so I toss them both out. Fine. Neither one were really
fine.
Pro Bowlers.
But I don't bring up the Mac Jones thing a lot with Josh McDaniels.
No, but he did win 10 games, if you're and their bring offense it up, was ranked high.
If you're going to bring it up, just know this guy made a Pro Bowl before he ever met Josh McDaniels.
Right.
That's all I would say. You were listening, Keith, in the other room. We saw Ken up and around. I think he was chopping up the Cam Newton comments about WEEI.
Yeah, it's a whole lot.
So you listened.
I listened to some of it.
How would you summarize what it was? I've not heard it yet.
It's a Cam Newton word salad response. It's one of those again, a little bit. Yeah.
Cam Newton word salad?
Without giving the whole thing away, they played him Andy Hart's question to Drake May about Cam Newton calling the team fool's gold.
Which I don't get why this took so long, by the way, to blow up. May said this on Monday. We were playing it the next day. And it took a while to blow up. This blew up like yesterday on the internet. I don't know why that happened.
But like nationally, everything is always like 2 days behind the local stories.
Yeah.
There's also that. But without giving it all away, because we'll play some of it coming up, to answer to or to respond to it, he had to stand up.
Nice.
Which also proves he has nothing.
Because they're live, right?
Yeah, they're live. They're at like Bethune-Cookman. They're in like a gym now. And so the whole First Take team, like Stephen A., they're all there.
We constantly have it on mute. But they're like usually on the road like once a week, right? And so this is one of those shows where they're out. And
usually they're talking about LeBron or the Cowboys. But today they were in fact
talking about the Patriots. They're calling them fools gold.
Fools gold.
But middle of the ball, cubic zirconia.
They played the clip and they responded to it. And so we'll play the whole thing coming up. But he stood up. Did the thing where he repeats himself several times, which I always like. That's a Cam Newton staple.
I'm going to be interested to hear how he rips WEEI out of all of this.
Yeah.
Like Hart asked him a question, and Drake was the one who said he doesn't even know what show he's on.
Which is a good line.
By the way, Cam.
Good line.
If you want to rip radio stations, I think your issue is with another radio station. I think that was one you had to have a sit-down with, not this one.
Oh, Ken's suggesting that maybe Cam Newton wasn't in the last couple days, and they waited to play it for him.
I see.
So that maybe that's it.
Got it.
I don't know how many days he's in.
Yeah, I think you had to have sit-downs with other radio stations, not this one, Cam. Yeah. So I think if you have any issues, it might not be WEEI, but I'm curious to hear it. 617-779-7937. Let's get to all your feedback. Meanwhile, who should the Patriots fear the most in the AFC, and who would you most want to play? It's that time of year to start looking at potential playoff matchups, especially if the Patriots have the inside track for the number one seed, and I think they do. Let's get to it next.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.